I came across National Cycle Route 4 recently. It runs near my home and I was surprised to discover it actually follows the M4 and then some, from London to the very end of Wales, St David's in fact. You can pedal the whole way on very quiet or traffic-free roads. Now, that sounds like a challenge, I thought. And as I've done quite a few bits out of London through Berkshire over time, I decided to look at the Welsh part. The Celtic Trail, it's called. It's divided into two and marketed as the Celtic Trail East and West, with Swansea roughly halfway, about 100 miles in. I started out in Gloucestershire and found some delicious Lorrie-Lee country lanes, you know, cider with rosy territory, and onto the Severn and Avon Canal, which is a stunning wide waterway parallel to the Great River. And the route takes you past Berkeley Castle, where in the 14th century, King Edward II met a grisly end with a red-hot poker on the orders of his wife. Ouch! I wonder which hurt more. Actually, I'm pretty certain the red-hot poker would hurt more. Certainly did for him. You can cycle over Britain's longest river, the Severn, via the glorious 50-year-old bridge, you know, the Severn crossing into Chepstow. And the views on a blue sky summer day are just stunning. You really feel like you're crossing into another country. And guess what? You are. There's fabulous, flat, empty country lanes. Takes you past Caldecott Castle. Never heard of it before. Don't miss it, though. And you come into Newport over the Transporter Bridge. Now, what a great thing this bridge is. It's one of only two transporter bridges in Britain. The other one's in Middlesbrough, so, you know, at either end of the country. And the crew of Captain Sam and Helmsman Tony are full of great banter. And there's a ticket man, John, who sells you a souvenir ticket for 50 pence. Yeah, it's a bargain. I watched Andy Murray win Wimbledon at the Tredegar Arms. Good place to stop. And then on into Caerphilly. Carefully. Carefully? Carefully. That's it. Because the hills begin now and the signage is often lost in the hedgerows. You've really got to keep your eyes peeled for it. Caerphilly is famous for its cheese and it's got the biggest castle in Europe with a leaning tower, more leaning even than Pisa. It makes for a great photo opportunity trying to prop it up. Now, the valleys of South Wales have hills and they've also got great old railway lines, and it's a feature of the cycleways in the valleys because these old railway lines have been converted into cycleways and they're delightful. Usually you ride under a canopy of trees and the dappled sunlight, well, that's in stark contrast to how these valleys looked a few decades ago when they were home to all the heavy industry of South Wales. But now only the Port Talbot Steelworks remain, and amazingly the cycle route actually takes you through it. Well, maybe I missed the sign and took a wrong turn, but I'm glad I did, because you gaze in awe at something that was so common during the Industrial Revolution, and it made this country a world leader. But nothing lasts forever, and I don't doubt that in years to come, as you bomb past on the M4, Port Talbot won't have those steelworks anymore, and it will look as green and as pleasant as Margan Country Park, where they filmed Doctor Who, and that's a good place to visit. The Celtic Trail makes sure that you see the full splendour of Swansea Bay, from Aberavon Beach to the Mumbles on the Gower, right through the newly refurbished Swansea Docks. There's even a flat old railway line through the Gower to Llanelli, where I had time for some delicious Double Dragon beer before catching the train home. 4 days, 180-odd miles, and I'll do the Celtic Trail West on another occasion. I'm surprised it's not more well-travelled. You know, I only came across one other cyclist coming the other way. We stopped and chatted to each other about the route and the signs and the absolute absence of other cyclists. It's extraordinary. It's not as well known by the tourist boards or the accommodation places, most of whom said, "What's that?" when I told them I was on the Celtic Trail across southern Wales. You could do with a dragon or the word Celtic on the signs as well. And the trouble, of course, with having signs near hedges is that hedges grow. But it's a great route, and even the huge, horrible hill out of Pontypridd didn't spoil it. Though I could have done with some shade that day, or an old flat railway line. I'll tell you what, you'll always get a great welcome in the valleys of Wales, and as long as you stick to the valleys, you can avoid the hills.